in the Victorian Supreme Court about 500 consumers who suffered health problems after drinking a toxic soy milk are expected to share in $25 million compensation. It's alleged the bonsoy recipe contained dangerously high iodine levels. Some victims say they've had to have their thyroids removed. Others have suffered miscarriages. Rachel Brown reports.
Erin Downey from the Dandenong Ranges is lactose intolerant, so she increased her intake of bonsoy while breastfeeding her daughter Mirakai. She was told it would be good for her.
My hair started to fall out, my gums began to bleed. I lost all the use of my muscles in my body very quickly, and I could no longer lift my baby after about 4 weeks, so I knew something was wrong.
What did you think it was?
Losing my hair and being covered in boils and rashes. And I had severe weight loss. I figured I probably had cancer.
Ms. Downey twice had to call an ambulance, fearing she was suffering a heart attack or a stroke, and things went downhill from there.
Until I was bedridden and I could no longer walk.
The 33-year-old says the subsequent health problems have ruined her life. She still battles chronic fatigue and an autoimmune disease, and her hopes for a big family might have been dashed.
I've been unable to have more children, which has been heartbreaking for me. I had planned to have more, but my health isn't adequate to be able to carry a baby.
Ms. Downey hopes today's lodging of the class action settlement will end a painful chapter for all involved.
For me, it's emotional relief to be able to finally finish the class action. It's a great deal of burden being a lead plaintiff.
She's one of 500 Australians who fell ill after drinking the toxic soy milk. In the period 2004 to 2009, it's alleged bonsoy, which was enriched with a seaweed extract, was made with a recipe that involved excessive levels of iodine.
One glass of bonsoy would give you about 50 times your recommended daily intake of iodine.
Maurice Blackburn Principal Jacob Varghese says the imbalance in this chemical that regulates one's thyroid gland affected plaintiff's metabolism and hormone balance.
Ranging from lethargy and anxiety at one end of the scale to very severe episodes that would involve hospitalisation. In some cases, people have had to have their thyroids removed. In a couple of cases, women, they had miscarriages as a result of the excessive iodine.
The Australian distributor and Japanese manufacturer have not admitted liability, but have agreed to pay $25 million.
There's a company called Spiral Foods, which is the Australian brand owner and distributor of bonsoy. Another company called Muso, which is the Japanese exporter of bonsoy, and another company called Marasan, which was the Japanese manufacturer of the product.
Should the settlement be approved early next year, plaintiffs can expect their payouts in the next 6 to 12 months.
As we understand it, it'll be the biggest settlement of any food safety class action in Australia, and that's quite important, I think, in sending a message to food producers that the class action system is available to consumers to assert their rights if something does go wrong in the production process.
Tom Godfrey from Choice says it will come as cold comfort for consumers and that regulators should have picked up on the breach far earlier.
The outcome probably says more about the poor business practices and the need for regulatory intervention than it does for more class action.
Is there a possibility for regulations to be changed?
Look, I think it's really up for government to decide that. But clearly in this case, business needs to look long and hard at the processes that led to this outcome. While class actions can play a vital role in helping consumers, I think most people find out about these class actions after they've closed or settled, which often leaves them without compensation.
Tom Godfrey from Choice, ending that report by Rachel Brown.